Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Man, God been good to me. Man, he been so good to me. Wow. And you know why I say it like that, what makes it amazing, is because it's been in spite of myself. I mean, you know what I mean by that? I mean that he's been good to me in spite of all the craziness I've done, all the foolishness I've gotten myself involved with, and not only got, but knowingly got myself involved with, all of the stupid decisions I've made. Put all that to the side, and he's still been good to me. Bring it all and put it on the plate, and he's still been good to me. Man, that's amazing, man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that could say the exact same thing. I mean, come on, man. I got you ain't famous. I got anybody got no microphone in your face. I got nobody ain't got no spotlight on you. I got nobody ain't got no camera in your face. I got nobody, probably ain't nobody blogging about you. But let me tell you something. If you break it down and be real about it, oh, you done done something outside the box. You done done something, ladies included. You've done something out the box. You woke up and went, what did I do that for? Oh, we've all done it. So with all that said and done, God still loves you, man. God still loves you, still wants the best for you, still considers you his child, and is willing, man, to show you your future. He is willing to show you your life. He is willing to let you take a peek at the blueprint. Man, that's an amazing God right there. Because I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm glad it's him. You know, today, man, I want to encourage brothers out there. And when I say brothers, I'm talking to everybody that's of the male species. I don't care about your color. I really, really don't. I don't even have time for that in my day. Matter of fact, sometimes when you get to discussing race, I just get tired of it sometimes. So I just wish. You know, some days I just want to wake up and just do me. You know, I got what the skin tone is. I got that. But I just want to wake up some days and just go on about my business and do me. I don't want to have to deal with it. Sometimes I get tired of talking about the issues. I ain't going to make them go away, but sometimes I get tired. So today I'm talking to brothers, all the brothers of the male species. I'm talking about men. Today, man, if you ain't doing it all, if you're feeling empty, man, start today completing your process and your journey. And you know what I'm saying by that? If there's a part of you that's missing as a man, And now, man, I'm talking to you, so, you know, some ladies listening, but you know what I'm talking about. It's some part of you that's missing as a man. If you ain't really been in touch with your kids like you're supposed to. Now, for whatever the reason is, and please know, I do understand how sometimes women can use children as pawns. It happens all the time. I've been through it, man. I know what it feels like, man, to want to do something, but because you ain't got this or you ain't doing this, then I ain't going to let you have this. You got to fight through, fellas. You got to fight through. You got to fulfill your end of the deal. And I got how difficult they making it. I got how, man, it's going to come with some drama, but you got to fight through it. Because, man, we need fathers to be fathers. That's really what we need. If you're a man out there and you are a father of a child, we need you to do your job. I'm talking about our community, our situation, us as a people, all of us. We need you to be a father, period. Now, hey, man, I ain't coming down on you. I'm just your boy. I'm your man. And I've been in the same predicament and the same hole myself, where I couldn't get to them, where they were used as pawns, where they were told things about me that wasn't even true. I've been through it. You can't see them. You don't come over. Okay, I got all that. You ain't sent this. You ain't, okay, got all that. If you can call them sometimes, tell them you're thinking about them. Tell them you love them. If you can get a letter to them, if you can get a message to your children through one of your relatives, start the process today. Be a father. It's your job. Now, because you ignoring him, or you acting like they ain't over there, or you done backed him out of your mind because the situation got too difficult, I got that. I got that. But you got to step up and be fathers. You got to write a letter. You got to send the money. If she talking about if you don't send all the money, you ain't going to send. Send what you got. If taking it over there is too much drama, send it through a relative. Give it to a mama. Give it to a sister. Ask her to take it over there and do something for the baby. Because, okay, you can't deal with the drama. I got that. And I know it's much to pay when you have to deal with that. Because I know hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Please know I know that. Please know. And that's a real statement. That ain't no saying Steve got. That's the truth. So, but do what you got to do. Sometimes you have to apologize. Sometimes an apology goes a long way to your children. Just say, look, because I've made this apology before. Hey, man, look, I'm sorry. I wasn't there for you. I was out grinding and hustling, and I wasn't paying attention to you. And I should have been. And I apologize. Now, imagine, man, there's days where you was telling people I was your father up at the school and they wasn't believing you. I apologize for sending you through that. But now, man, I tell you what, I made some mistakes and I got it together. I want me and you to move forward as father and son. I want me and you to move forward as father and daughter. I want to be in your life. Now, I ain't got a lot, but guess what? I know a lot. Because if you a man and you a father, please know you know something that child don't know. You have information. You have experience. That's all they need sometimes, to have somebody to talk to. That daughter of yours just needs to know from her daddy, how should a man treat me, Dad? What should I look for in a man? See, they'll take that information from you because they know it's coming from the right place. And then you know that your son needs you because you know how difficult it is if you're trying to be a man without your daddy. You already know how funky that is right there. So come on, man, admit your mistakes and move forward. Call your kids. Write a letter. Get a phone number on them. Send a text. Drop a message. Send a note up to the school. Do something, man. Get your thinking caps on, fellas, but stand up and be fathers, man. Make the step to be fathers. Do you know that if every man that was a father would just stand up and be a father, there would be no need for half the mentoring programs we're trying to start out here? But we have mentoring programs because there's such a lack of fathers out there. But guess what? It really ain't no lack of fathers out there, because y'all done made these babies and you got these kids and it's your seed. So it's your job. It ain't my job. It ain't my job to raise your kids. It's your job. Now, fellas, like I say, I ain't coming down on you, but I'm telling you the truth. Now, where is it that I'm lying in this here? You made a baby. That's your baby. That's your seed. They look just like you. That's your job. If those of us that are fathers would just be fathers, I could shut the mentoring camp down. Now, I would say I apologize because I don't want you to think I'm coming down on you, but I've been through this myself. I ain't really coming down. I'm just reminding you, this is our job. These are our children. This is our responsibility. We are men. There is no excuses. You don't get cut a break on that one. Sorry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is, listen to this, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The following people I'm about to introduce to you are the culprits. They are culprits.
Really?
I am just telling you, culprits.
Wow.
They are the reason for a lot of this stuff that go wrong or right. They are culprits. They are accessory. They harbor and abide, whatever it is. I done been in court for all this. That's sad. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Straw.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be an accomplice, Steve.
And now, Carla Farrell.
Me too. What's up, crew? Happy Friday.
Soon we'll be pulling for Junior to get back. I'm just going to say we miss you, Junior. Get your ass back here. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Please tell people that Junior's okay, because they really think.
I got another text message yesterday.
Every day I get them, yeah.
Wouldn't they know it with us?
I don't know what they think.
Well, people may have missed it or what's going on and update, so that's fair for people to inquire about them.
J. Anthony Brown.
How you doing, Steve Harvey? Watch out there now!
If there ever was a level of ignorance that you thought was unattainable, you've seen it from him. Nephew Tom.
He just proved you right, Steve.
Friday, boy!
Team Tommy. That's right, baby. Team damn Tommy.
You know what, man? You're the worst leader of a fan club. And then you
turn the most disloyal.
It's going to happen today.
He's fickle.
I'll turn on you.
He's so fickle.
All in that microphone. Right. Yeah, just Team Tommy. We're all about Team Tommy.
You're right, Steve. He's fair weather.
10 minutes later, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I ain't got a lot of.
What's wrong?
What's wrong, Steve?
We know.
I ain't got a lot of faith.
You know. You talking about that game? That's tonight game.
I don't
four.
Know if y'all saw the other night, but I was on.
I saw you, man. You had on the colors.
I had on the Cavs.
I'm like, is he playing? Damn.
I came up in that Cav ready.
You was Cav ready, boy.
I had predicted that the Cavs would take the next two at home.
None of that went right.
Then go out there and play in all.
Jay.
I saw what he said.
But Jay.
What?
Not right now.
None of that went right.
Not right now, Jay.
So let me ask you this. Has any team ever in the history of the finals come back?
No.
After,
being down three.
I think it's happened once.
3-1. Not 3-0.
No, 3-1, the Cavs did that, but not 3-0. And not against this team.
Well, you asked for a sweep, but you meant for the Cavs to do the sweeping.
No, I didn't.
No.
No, I knew. No, you're not sweeping Golden State. Mm-hmm. Don't give a damn who you are. They just got too much. But somebody asked me, is it over? I said, it ain't over till the fat lady sing. Well, the fat lady is in the hallway drinking tea.
That's right.
Warming up.
It's over.
She really standing at the mic.
Yes. She queued up.
All right, listen, we'll continue with sports talk with something funny. I'm sure you guys have something to add. We'll be back at 32 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we talked about it. The Warriors defeated the Cavaliers 110-102 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals on Wednesday night at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Steve. to take a commanding 3.0 series.
They should have got a loan. That's what they should have got.
And tonight is game four. Did you see when LeBron James compared the Warriors to the NBA powerhouse, to the New England Patriots, who routinely dominate the NFL thanks to their discipline and attention to detail? So, Steve, you were on a couple of nights ago with Stephen A. Smith on First Take, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I was on that.
Let's take a listen.
The native of Cleveland, the host of the nationally syndicated Steve Harvey Morning Show, one of the stars for the Kings of Comedy, and, of course, the host of Family Feud, the one and only Steve Harvey, is live with yours truly. What's going on, Steve? How you doing, man?
What's up, Stephen A.? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm smiling because you're here with me, and I deeply appreciate it. I'm wondering why you're smiling so much, because your Cavs are down 0-2 in these NBA Finals. Yeah. How are you feeling about them?
We had a chance to steal one. We missed a great opportunity, but we Cleveland. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to go back to Golden State. Golden State going to get us out there. Then we're going to come back to Cleveland, and we're going to get them in Cleveland. And then we're going to go back out to Golden State, and we're going to unleash the Kraken. That is LeBron James.
Steve Harvey, wouldn't you have to give some advice to, let's say, a J.R. Smith prior to that, in light of the blunder that took place in game one? How did you feel when you watched it? What type of advice would you give him right now?
I said the wrong name at the Miss Universe pageant. It happens. You understand? People make big mistakes. J.R. got to suck it up. What J.R. need to do is ride down to 112th and Superior, where I grew up at, spend some time on that block, get some guts, and come on back and let's play this game. And let's go. We need some help with LeBron.
What the hell?
I know.
Yeah. The hell I'm supposed to feel?
Y'all can't ask him nothing like that.
I'm hurt.
I know.
Damn,
I know.
We hurt.
Was there,
you know,
any
we
hope?
Hit it. It just look, LeBron ain't got enough. He ain't got enough.
Yeah,
not for this team here. Golden State got everything.
Weapons, man.
If you look, if Steph Curry doesn't have a good game, they can still win. If Klay Thompson doesn't have a good game, they can still win. If Durant wouldn't have a good game, they could still win. Mm-hmm. We don't have none of that. If Kevin Love don't have a good game, we can't win. If JR don't have a good game, which I don't even know if he can have a damn good game no more, we can't win.
Oh.
If the role players don't have good games, we can't win. And you already know if LeBron don't have a good game. LeBron cannot not have a good game.
He cannot not be there.
No.
Yeah, he has to show up.
He can't miss a day.
But are you hopeful, Steve?
No, hell no, I ain't hopeful. Okay. Well, let me take that back.
Okay.
There's always hope.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear.
I'm never a hopeless person.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the first time it happened. They can't beat this team, though, the way we're structured.
Mm.
We don't have anybody that we can depend on other than LeBron. Nobody is dependable.
You know what I think, Unc? I think you should really just go on and call this out and get ready for your next sports this summer. You know,
other sports.
You know, badminton, you know, before football start, right in there, that
gap,
you
talking about,
that drought we finna go through.
You talking about the same thing Houston doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
I got ugly up in here.
Right,
it's
getting
ugly. Team, Tommy. It's
but
getting
you're
ugly.
Over your hurt, aren't you?
I'm just asking, is that what you're talking about?
I didn't.
All y'all over there.
You didn't lose last night. You didn't lose this week, though, right?
Yeah, we right.
I put some camp over Nick on my feelings.
You're done,
and I'm good. I'm healed.
Yours is healed.
No, you and your little other ignorant-ass fool, you talking to the wrong man with this here. Now, y'all ain't healed. Y'all out.
Hey, Steve, may I remind you, we are all on the same team. Just may I throw that out there.
Who on the same team?
We are all on the same team. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
No, we not.
The Morning Show is a championship team.
Yes.
Championship
we have a fractured team. Your ass is J.R. Smith.
J.R.?
I'm J.R.?
Yeah, he's running your ass all back out there with the ball. Shut your ass over here.
I'd have put that ball right back up.
Wow.
Tommy, you J.R.
Who was J. Anthony? Is he Tristan?
Jay is one of them other boys. Jay is hood.
You sure Jay ain't Tristan?
Tristan.
Yeah, he's with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I'm with the Kardashians. Yeah. Well, they are white. Yes, yes,
see?
Yes.
See?
But you did look good, though, man. I'm like, damn, boy.
Let's check out the picture. Go to Steve Harvey FM, which you were rocking
Let
on
me
first
see what
take.
He was rocking. What y'all talk about, dog? You and Steve now.
Hey, dog, all the hood was watching
you. They were watching you, man.
No, I had to give them nothing but hope. I'm a Cleveland boy.
You gave
them
hope.
I'm a boy. But at the end of it, y'all ain't see what I did?
What?
I reached over on my table and picked up Miami.
Uh-huh.
And
I held
said,
it
well,
up,
if the Cavs don't win one, I got six of these.
You're just going to group it all together.
You've won something.
Do you think that LeBron is out? Do you think this is it?
Oh, yeah. He's
coming to L.A.
It's L.A.
We're not coming to L.A., man. Stop
LA.
Saying that.
Going to L.A.
Stop saying that.
Going to L.A., Steve.
I bet you $500 he's coming to L.A.
He's coming to L.A., Steve.
You bet $500.
Is there a wager on the table?
$500 on L.A., yeah.
He already got some old little bitty.
And if he's betting $5, I'd like to bet $50 of that, damn it.
Okay, come now. $50 of my money, though.
Yeah.
So I'm $450.
We King Tommy, man.
$50,000.
No,
oh, nobody got
give a damn
no
about LeBron
man.
Like that. Is you okay?
Oh, they have.
We ain't putting it up.
We
just
dealing
with two really cheap ass people.
You need to don't take this $500 and bet with us.
Now listen to
Check.
Me. They in.
You know you're making him mad. You do know that. He's
they in
mad.
They gotta get.
They gotta get what?
George. But okay. LeBron and George is not enough. It's not enough for Golden State. It's not enough.
All right, I'm sure this conversation will continue all morning, but coming up next, it's The Nephew and Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the Kardashians will be on Celebrity Family Feud this Sunday night. But right now, it is time for the King of Pranks to run that prank back.
Corporal punishment.
Woo!
Time to start whooping that ass. All these kids and Cleveland too. Let's go. Let's go. We got corporal punishment. All right, we're going to start with J.R. We're going to whoop that ass, J.R. Because you don't know how to take the ball back up and do a layup. You too, love. You can't hit a three to save your life. Corporal punishment on the court. Here we go.
Why don't you just do your little
thing? He's mad.
I know he's so mad.
Hey.
He's talking about them Cavaliers.
At the house already.
Well, don't say already. You act like I got knocked out the first round.
Oh, yeah, y'all gone. You're at the house already. You know, they're on your four fishing trip.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Cotton.
This Mr. Cotton.
Can you turn your radio or TV down? I can't really hear you.
Oh, yes, sir.
My name is Mr. Lanson. I'm actually the new principal here at middle school.
Okay.
Your son, he attends middle school here, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Listen, I'm the new principal here. We've just replaced the last principal, and I'm actually calling around. What I've done is before I got here, I asked for a list of students that were, you know, I'm not going to say problem kids, but, you know, that kind of get themselves in a little trouble here and there, and your son's name happens to be on the list.
Name is on that list?
Yes, I got about 35 kids that are actually on this list, and your son is actually on the list, and you are Mr. Cotton, correct?
I am Mr. Cotton. I mean, are you sure you speaking about my son though?
Yeah, I mean there's only one on the list, sir. I'm and it's what's been given to me, and what I'm doing is calling around to all of the parents of the kids that are on this list. And letting you guys know that I'm going to be keeping a close eye on them, as well as letting you know that I'm going to be reinstating corporal punishment here in the school. So
corporal punishment? What's that?
That's actually where if your son gets sent to the office, which is my office, then there will be paddling going on, and opposed to I don't believe in detention. I don't believe in suspension. I believe in, you know, if we spank these kids, we can get them back in order. So
you going to spank him,
sir? Here's my thing. I really truly believe that if we get back to, you know, and I don't mean what I'm about to say to be harsh, but if we get back to beating, we'll get these kids back in order.
I mean, but I know he had trouble in English, but I don't think that calls for a beating for a low grade.
No. This has nothing to do with grades, sir. This has to do with punishment. And what I'm understanding is if your son is on my list, and if your son comes down to my office, I'm going to take care of it right then
and
there.
I tell you what, if my son come to your office, you're going to be on my damn list.
Sir, I'm trying to get these kids back in order. And that's the reason why I've been brought in and I've replaced the last principal. You understand? So what I need from you is to get a great understanding that if your child comes to my office, corporal punishment will be what he's going to deal with.
I tell you what. Let my son come home and tell me he got some damn corporal punishment, and the next morning, me and you going to do some corporal punishment.
Sir, do you want your child in order, or do you want to be bailing his butt out of jail at the age of 18?
They're going to be bailing me out of jail if you put your damn hands on my son.
Okay, are you taking care of your son punishment-wise at home?
You need to... My son don't get in no damn trouble. Here's
the problem. Parents not believing that their children get in any trouble. That's the first problem.
Well, then, I got email, I got phone call. So the first phone call I get is going straight to whipping. It ain't no letter sent home, ain't no email sent home saying there is a problem.
I'm going to calm down here. I'm going to tell you once again, I am not going to send your son to detention. I'm not going to call you. I'm going to take care of my job. My job is to make sure.
I'm going to take care of mine. When you take care of yours, I'm going to take care of mine. And that's protect my son. And you put your hands on him, and we got a problem.
Oh, we're going to have a problem because I'm telling you right now, I'm calling you and giving you the warning. Your son will be dealt with.
And you're going to be dealt with.
Will be dealt with on a regular basis if need
and
be.
You're going to get dealt with on a regular basis. You're going to get tired of seeing me.
Okay, sir, do I need to actually have corporal punishment with you?
I tell you what, when you bring that corporal punishment to me, you better have the police there, because they going to need corporal punishment. They going to need whatever else. They going to need the SWAT team when I get down. You put your hands on my son. I know that.
You know what, sir? Maybe the whooping needs to start with you. It has
Dang
to.
Matter of fact, what time do you go to lunch? We can do this in front of the cafeteria and let all the kids see the damn principal get his damn corporal punishment.
Hey, sir, I don't fear you, first of all.
I don't want you to fear me, because I want you to stand there and take your whipping like a man. I don't want to chase you around like no little around the school.
Sir, the bottom line is corporal punishment is being instated. Your son is going to abide by it. You're going to have to accept it. Or maybe you need to...
I tell you what, you said you got 35 names on your list. It better be 34, because the cotton name better not be on no corporal punishment list. I know
listen. He's not on a corporal punishment list. He's on a list of kids that act up from time to time.
My damn son don't act up. My son is a model student. He got a little trouble with English, you know, because his mom a little slow. But I did that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm talking to the child right now.
You talking to a grown man, and if you put your hands on my son, you're going to see that I'm a grown man when I come down there.
Okay.
I'm the only one put my hands on my damn son.
Then I guess it's going to be a lot of kicking, sir.
It's going to be some kicking. And you line them up. Assistant principal, I kick the cafeteria lady so I come down there if she got something to say.
You're going to watch your tone, you understand me? And you're gonna take what I'm telling you.
I'm a grown man. Who are you yelling at?
I don't care what you're saying. Everybody's going to abide. I put chains on the door. I make sure.
Oh, you Joe Clark putting chains on the door? I thought your name was Lansom. You Joe Clark.
I'm Mr. Lanson, and these kids are going to abide by what I want, and so are the parents. And damn it, you, Mr. Cotton, you're going to have to toughen up and let me do my damn job.
I tell you what, then you go on and do what you got to do today. But when I get down there, you better have the police when I get there.
I tell you who else I'm going to have here.
If you tell me who the you going to have down there then.
I'm going to have Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because that's who I am. Your co-worker, Silver, you got me to prank phone call you.
What? Every time, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to break the call you. Next time I catch you. Sylvia, that's why I you get laid on down at the job. Don't play about my damn kids, man. Don't be putting your damn hands on my boy. Boy, Tommy. Boy, I was on my way. I was looking for my damn keys when we were talking. I was going to whip your this morning.
Hey, listen, I got one more thing to ask you, Mr. Cotton.
What's that, man?
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, that Steve Harvey Morning Show. I love y'all, man.
What y'all think? What y'all think? Woo! Give me
one of these days.
Get a prank or something.
Somebody gonna whoop your ass. Whoa, one of these days. Somebody
Come on,
gonna
Steve.
Whoop your ass. that ass. Come on, Steve. Get it, Steve.
Whoa, one of these days.
Dang it, Steve.
Somebody's going to get them tacos.
He flipped it.
Getting tacos on Tuesday instead of Wednesday morning. Hey.
Don't forget to put the name of the club in the song.
It's the J Spot, y'all.
It's a club. If you hadn't have got on our morning show, it would be gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cause the other show wouldn't allow you to mention it.
All right, coming up next, entertainment news. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian West.
Whoa. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Alice Marie Johnson walked out of an Alabama prison Wednesday night just hours after receiving word that Kim Kardashian West had convinced President Trump to commute her life sentence.
Can you tell us a little bit about this woman's sentence, what it was, Shirley?
It was for drug trafficking and possession, and she was part, she said, of a conspiracy.
And it was her first offense.
It was her first offense. She's
that's a lot of time for the first
that's
time.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah,
for
yeah. Life. That's why they're working to change a lot of these prison laws.
How long
laws.
Has she been in? Anybody know?
20 years.
She had been in for 20?
Yeah. She got a life sentence. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
Did
yeah,
you hear
it was
on
for
the radio?
Drug trafficking, money laundering, Steve, all of that.
So did you hear who on the radio?
She was on the radio the other day, Steve, talking about how things have changed, like the technology and television mm-hmm. and, you know, the phones were even, you know, like cell phones weren't out when she went in.
Because she's been in for so long.
She's been in so long.
It's all in the story. She was talking about one of the reporters had asked her about Kim Kardashian and the president tweeting, and she didn't know what Twitter was, you know.
He tweeted about he's glad she was out and he hopes she has a great life and all of that.
Well,
and she
he did
really
something good.
Him.
He did something good.
He did. Absolutely.
You know, you got to give him that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. And Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kim. Yeah. That's the bomb diggity move, man. I mean, like, wow.
Well, yeah. It's a miracle.
And now so, he can work across the board on prison reform. That'd
yeah,
be good.
That's what they're doing.
Doing that. That'd be great for
that's
him.
What they're
that'd
all really doing. Great, right. Some members of the press were there, and Johnson expressed her thanks and gratitude to the president. And in a few days, she'll get to thank Kim in person when the two meet face to face. This is according to TMZ now. Kim is arranging a trip to visit Ms. Johnson and her family in the coming days. Johnson, to answer your question, Steve, was convicted in 1996 of drug trafficking and money laundering and was sentenced to life in prison. Kardashian says there are other people in prison that she hopes to free as well. And don't forget, yes, Tommy.
You know what? If she would have ordered a taco from Taco Tuesday when she went in, they'd probably read it by now.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, if she'd have ordered it 20 years ago.
And I don't even want to laugh about it. That one's pretty good. And I'm so not wanting to laugh at that, but damn, that's good.
But you said.
But I really thought he was going to say something.
Man, I always know he ain't going to say that. Oh,
but,
that ain't,
but there's
that
always
is never
hope,
quit.
Steve. There's always
wait a
hope.
Minute.
No.
I'm the president of Team Tommy. I'm just saying, I want respect.
I'm just saying the taco would be ready by now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Tommy?
I'm talking
tacos
about
tacos from where?
Yeah, from Taco, you know,
from the
J-Spot. You know, they has Taco Tuesdays at his club. You know, I'm just saying, if the lady would have ordered it 20 years ago, this Tuesday she could have slid through and got that taco. It would have been ready.
But can I just say this? Those tacos are so good. When you do get them, they are so good.
But and, did you ever get them and forgot what you ordered?
Yes, all the time, Steve. Well, all the time.
Well, that's definitely what I forgot I ordered that 20 years ago from Jay.
But they're so good. They're so good. All right, just a reminder, speaking of Kim Kardashian West, this Sunday you'll get to see all the Kardashians and Kanye West's family. They'll have some fun on the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud. It is hosted by our very own fearless leader, Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Take a listen, guys.
I want to apologize about this first question, dog. I have nothing to do with the questions.
Uh-oh.
Top five answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 women, name a reason you think Steve Harvey's a good kisser.
Lips.
I'm here to win, bro. I'm here to win.
You're here to win. I mean, are they that obvious?
All right, so there you go. Celebrity Family Feud this Sunday on ABC at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. Miss Ann is here today, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp right away.
Born and raised in New York City, his middle name was Ronzoni, considered one of the most romantic balladeers, song stylists, and arrangers ever. His name, Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross began as a session vocalist, singing behind the likes of David Bowie, Bette Midler, Carly Simon, Aretha Franklin, Ashford and Simpson, Roberta Flack, Chaka Khan, among many others, as well as singing on TV and radio commercials. In the late 1970s, he put his own group together and called it Luther, which first hit the charts in 1976. Vandross then joined the group Change. But he first grabbed attention singing alone with his version of Dionne Warwick's A House Is Not a Home. After that, Vandross became the dominant black male vocalist of the 1980s, racking up scores of hits. He even redid some famous show tunes, like this one. Vandross produced Aretha Franklin's Jump to It, Dionne Warwick's How Many Times Can We Say Goodbye, and he gave us one of the most popular wedding songs ever. Vandross was perhaps most adored by his fans for his ability to put his own stamp on classical R&B favorites. Over his career, Vandross sold more than 25 million albums, won 8 Grammys, including Song of the Year for this one, penned after the death of his dad. On that 2004 Grammy show, Luther appeared briefly by video and repeated the lyrics of one of his most popular songs, and I quote, "Whenever I say goodbye, it's never for long, because I believe in the power of love." Luther Vandross, remembering the great ones for Black Music Month. This is Ann Tripp.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this story is really, really cute from SteveHarveyFM.com. Beyonce and Jay-Z showed off photos of their family, including the cute little twins, Rumi and Sir. This was on the first stop of their On the Run Tour 2 in Cardiff, Wales. The tour kicked off in Europe, and the first U.S. stop is Cleveland, Steve. Cleveland on July 25th. How about
y'all
that?
Y'all ain't doing nothing during that time.
I knew it!
Still running around there looking for some people to play. Football and basketball. Just around there looking for some people.
I just had to tell you guys that.
Well, they couldn't go to Houston right away because they still cleaning up from that ass.
Go Rock.
But the picture of the twins, if you get a chance, go check them out because they're so adorable. They are so adorable. And this entertainment report is brought to you by an all-new Olay Whip, okay, with SPF 25. Now, Carla, check this out. This is for the ladies, yeah. Okay? You know, we all need, no matter what skin type, what your hue is or anything like that, we all need protection from the sun. Summer is coming.
Absolutely.
You don't want to go out without your protection. But most of us don't like to put it on because most creams are so thick and gooey, you know,
oily,
and all of that. So finally, there's an SPF protection that feels light as air. Hashtag feel the whip with Olay Whips, okay? It feels so light, you're not going to believe it's an SPF. It's fast absorbing. You put it on your skin and it just, like, your skin just drinks it in. It feels so good. It's light. It's an air finish. It's powerful skincare, breathable feel. Finally, SPF protection that feels light as air. And that's what we've been waiting on.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, you're not going to believe it's an SPF. You can put it on under your makeup, all of that. It works great.
As hot as it is, you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Olay Whip.
Protection.
Mm-hmm. I hate going out without putting it on, but I hate feel. You know, when you put the
you don't
sticky
want that thick lotion stuff on you.
Yeah, because you know what, it's greasy. You don't want to have that greasy look, but you need the protection because sun damage, you know, to your skin, that is not a good look for you to have as you age. You know, skin cancer is
very important because a lot of black people think, well, we don't need it. You know, we think that, so we don't put it on.
We absolutely do.
My mama used to send me to school greasy, though. I was greasy. I ain't gonna lie. I was the greasiest one in the school.
Yeah, it's called Olay Whip, and even guys can use it. You guys can use it, too. So go to Steve Harvey FM, again, on all social media for details on hashtag Feel the Whip. It's in a cute little jar. You can put it right up on your dresser, on your, you know, with the rest of your makeup. It's really cute. You're going to love it. All right. So coming up next in about 10 minutes at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown is here to murder yet another hit,
It'll
Jay.
It'll be on time, too, damn it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve J. Anthony Brown is here. Introduce him like you always do.
Ladies and gentlemen, J. Anthony Brown to murder the hit.
Very good.
Something's wrong.
It's very official.
Something, man. Yeah. Now somebody's going to hit me in the head or something. I'm nervous, man.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming, punk.
Okay, Drake's song is God's Plan.
Right.
That's
right.
His song. That's the hit that's out.
Very good.
Wow. I didn't do that. This is the story of Drake, who's been going at it with Pusha T. I have it all in the song. So you'll understand.
You do.
Yes, the whole thing. Hit it. They tripping on me. I've been battle rapping with the one Pusha T, and I don't like the trash that he said about me. A porn star I've been smashing had a baby, a he. I turned out on that booty cause she put it on me. Now they got my name on TMZ. They talking bad about me, trying to make me crazy. Ain't trying to hide the fact that I have a baby. It's not a Me Too moment, so stop effing with me. Cause Drake been paying. He like him freaky, think he don't. And he can be with who he want. So go on Mari Povich, yo. If you're the dad, he'll let you know. Next time get rubbers from the stove. That way you'll save a lot of dough. No, for real. Cause Drake's been paying. Cause Drake's been paying. Drake's been paying.
I love it.
He's been paying. He's cool.
Well, I ain't got to lose no friends.
No, you don't lose nobody over that one. No. I just set the record straight. Drake's been paying. He's been paying. He's with a porn star. She had a baby. Uh-huh. And Drake's been paying.
Mm-hmm.
Drake's been paying. He been paying.
Gonna knock at the door for you?
Someone at the door for me? For why? Who is it?
Jay?
Who's there?
Man, somebody else getting in the ass.
Wait a minute. This ass whipping is for Tommy.
No.
Not now.
You got to take your own by yourself.
No, you didn't lose a friend over that one.
That was good, Jay.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Nobody.
That was good.
I went and saw J2's, and he wrote a song on stage right there.
Did he really?
Just wrote a song right there on stage. I was like, this boy's writing this song right now.
He's the genius of it.
And then
all.
The DJ bring the music in, and Jay just jumped right in it and writing that song.
That's the Drake been paying. Taco Tuesday, baby. I will be there.
Order now. Get your orders in now.
Whoa, shit. Whoa.
Team J, don't share.
And if you're in jail and you're about to be released, go on and shoot us a little email if they let you in the computer room.
Don't do that, because Steve doesn't want to laugh at that.
They'll have it ready when you get out.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, ma'am.
The next murder to hit, what you got?
Well, what we have to wait and see what happens in the news. We have to kind of wait.
Oh, okay.
Well, Baby and Lil Wayne, they didn't settle. Lil Wayne won the lawsuit. So what you thinking?
How much you get, Carl?
Well, you know, but
$10 million, according to the Shade.
Woo!
$10 million. Yeah.
So who did he win again?
Birdman.
Baby. Well, the Birdman will show up on your job. I don't think I want to mess with
him. Yeah, you put some spec on that.
Yeah, Birdman will show up.
You put some spec on that.
Birdman take it personal. It ain't a joke to him.
Oh, so you do have a line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ass, oh, I love the line of ass whooping.
It don't matter who it is. You can work for UPS. He roll up on you. Hey, you put some speck on my boxes. You hear me? When you bring my boxes to my door, you put some speck on my boxes. I mean that.
The N.O., baby.
Yeah. I'm going to have to let that one go.
Next.
She don't want you to write one.
Good job, though, Jay. Good job, as always. Yeah.
Be right on there at that little bitty J spot.
Put some speck on my tacos. I know that.
All right, listen. Coming up next, it's the King of Pranks. He is here with a prank phone call right after this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after to be exact, it is the Strawberry Letter, the subject, Closer Than Close, Best Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, King of Pranks?
You know, I want a small favor.
Uh-huh. Get your nephew's
That's
too.
All I want. I want a small favor. That's the title of the prank today, folks. Small.
You just want a small favor.
That's all. Small favor.
Small. You're not going to small, Steve? You all of that?
No. He got a lot going on. He got a lot going on.
Tommy would like a small favor.
Well, what else he going on for? he ain't got the hands for a big favor.
But you didn't say anything.
My hands is big, man.
No, I was letting him go in there. You got to let.
Your hands are huge, man.
My hands, man. Look at that. My hands big.
I thought it was a catcher's mitt.
No. Your hands ain't big.
Huge
hands. And Jay, what are you talking about?
I'm looking at his hands.
Looking at my hands.
Jay hands is little.
No, his index finger pretty long.
Like Arsenio Hall.
I can't tell him.
He couldn't be my doctor. I tell you that right now. Small favor, run it. Here it is.
He got big fingers to you.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Vicky.
This is Vicky.
Hey Vicky, how you doing? Are you the niece of I think it's Ain't your aunt?
Yes.
Okay, and your aunt passed away. How many years ago your aunt passed?
It was about 5 years ago.
Okay, listen, I'm over here at the funeral home. My sister just passed away, and they gave me your phone number. We're going through a little bit of a situation here. Did you guys aunt have, you know, your aunt was a heavyset woman. Is that right?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Now, they had to, did they have to put her in a, did they have to build a special casket for her?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're kind of going through with my sister. We ordered a special casket for my sister. And I'm assuming this is the same thing that you guys went through. I've called several of her children, but I wasn't able to get in touch with anybody. But the funeral home actually had your name on file as well. So they gave me your number where I would be able to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. You can speak to me, but, you know, what seems to be the problem?
Well, listen, the funeral is actually in 2 days.
Okay.
And we ordered one of those special caskets, but it doesn't look like it's going to be in for another week. So, you know, it's almost like we're not gonna have a casket for her, you know, for the funeral. And okay. You know, like I said, the funeral home told us about, you know, that you guys were the last ones that ordered a casket of that size. And you know, me and the rest of the family has been, you know, we've been trying to figure out what to do and what to do. Do you think it's any way possible we can borrow the casket that your aunt is in? And then when the casket comes in that we ordered, we can put her in that casket and put her back down to rest like she's always been. Do you think that's
what?
Possible?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me, could you repeat yourself? What exactly are you asking me?
Well, what I'm saying is, do you think we can borrow your aunt's casket? Because, you know, the funeral is in 2 days and the casket is not going to be in order for us to be able to bury her in a casket for, you know, to accommodate her size. That's what I'm asking.
What kind of is this you're talking about? First of all, who is this?
Okay, no, my name is Larry. Like I said, my name is Larry. I got you guys. Like I said, I tried to call some of her kids, but nobody ever picked up when I called.
Okay, well,
and, but
well,
they said
yeah,
that they had her niece's number on file, too. You are her niece, Vicky, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that maybe you can talk to the children and see if we can maybe use that particular casket?
Okay, wait a minute. What the f*** are you talking about? This some first of all, who is this? You got to be losing your mind if you think I'm going to let you dig up my auntie for just to bury your sister.
Yeah, but
you know,
I understand
problem.
Where you're coming from, but what I'm trying to say is that we don't have a casket big enough, and they let us know that you guys were the last ones that had a casket that, you know.
What the f*** they got to do with us? That's your sister. Figure it out. Have you lost your
No. Well, okay, first of all, what I'm trying to do is this. The family been grieving pretty hard, and I just wanted to make sure that the funeral would be right. And it ain't going to be right if we don't have...
That be?
We don't,
how do you think my family going to feel digging my auntie up? You lost your... Man, don't call me with this... Who is the funeral home that gave you my number to ask me to use the casket so you can bury your sister? Who is the name of that person?
I can't remember, but it was the guy, the funeral director let me know that you guys had went through a situation where you had to bury your aunt. Like I said,
and
I tried to call.
And what's your name again?
My name is Larry.
Okay, Larry, this is a stupid. I don't know what gave you my phone number to call me asking you this dumb. Can you believe this? They call here asking me so can they dig up a so they can bury their sister. It's not fault that his sister don't have a casket. Hello?
No, I understand it's not your fault. What I'm trying to say is would y'all show some sympathy and some love for what me and my family going through, because we don't have a casket. Like I say, my sister was a heavy set woman.
That's all fine and good. You know, my condolences go out to you and your family. You know, I'm trying to be as reserved as I can with this whole situation. But do you understand what kind of stupid you're asking me right now to actually dig up my aunt who's been in the ground for 5 years to bury your sister?
Okay, but let me ask you. But Vicky, let me ask you this, though. If we use it, your auntie ain't gonna know. She ain't gonna know we use
it. What kind of stupid for you to say to me? My auntie and I, we don't know. Are you stupid? What kind of are you smoking? Are you smoking crack? We don't know. She not ground no more.
First of all, you know what? I appreciate you trying to work with me, but I want to say this. You don't even have the authority to make that decision. If you give me one of the numbers to one of your cousins,
because I was really trying to be nice and be calm. But guess what? We're not doing this stupid. I'm trying to be nice to you and try to help you out, but no, you want me to get ignorant and act stupid with you. I was trying to be nice and sympathetic, but we're not doing it. I'm not giving you the number. I got the authority to tell you right now, no, we're not digging her up so you can bury your sister. Figure it out.
Okay, so that's just it? I can't talk to now one of
that's it. No, you ain't talking to nobody. You talking to me.
Okay, I got something else I need to tell you, though. I need to tell you something else. Are you listening?
What to tell me?
I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vicky, your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Hold up. Who is this again?
Vicky, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got me over here all worked up. I'm cussing. I'm going to keep she play too much. She ain't got to do.
Vicky, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show for y'all. Crazy.
Every now and then you need a casket,
yeah,
you
I
know,
mean,
a different size.
A small favor.
You know, it's just a small favor.
It's a very small favor.
That's all it is.
It's stupid.
I mean,
some
people are so selfish.
Don't worry about it. Let me put this out there. Nephew Tommy, along with Blazers and Bow Ties, a night in the city. It's a party celebrating women. It's Saturday, July 7th. The AKAs are coming to town, and my beautiful wife is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Where is the party? The party is at the Health Museum, 1515 Herman Drive. Guess what I got for you? Lavish buffet, red carpet event, live band. I got a DJ. This is Blazers and Bow Ties, along with Nephew Tommy. And the big thing you need to know, open
bar.
Right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up today, Strawberry Letter. The subject, closer than close, best friends.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, thank you. It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell them, Steve.
You know what?
What?
To ask me every day to repeat what this woman has been telling y'all daily, it's starting to get on my nerves.
This woman.
Now, this
you
woman,
can
you
send the letter in if you want to, or you can keep your damn problems to yourself. You try to figure it out. I don't like keep begging nobody. Let me help. Let me help. Let me help. Man, whatever.
But we're here to help you, though. We are.
What,
and by this woman, I guess
what
I'm this woman.
What this woman is doing to me?
You this woman?
Who this woman? I'm this woman.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, closer than close, best friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a male best friend that I want to be more than friends with. I was taught that the man is supposed to pursue the woman, so I've never attempted to tell him how I feel about him. We have been friends for 10 years, and although we have a strictly platonic relationship, our friends and family make jokes about us already being a couple. My mom even refers to him as her son-in-law. He lives 400 miles away, but we see each other several times a month. He always pays for my flight, hotel rooms, meals, whenever I go to visit him. When he comes to see me, he spends time with my mom, and he makes plans for us to see movies, concerts, plays, etc. I have even been on his family vacation. I know that our friendship is not normal, and we do everything a couple does except for have sex. He has never shown any interest in dating me, but it's so obvious that he likes me. Every time he gets a new girlfriend, he shares everything with me about their relationship. He even had a child a few years ago, and I was there for him when things didn't work out with him and the child's mom. He's perfect for me, and I can't imagine my future with any other man but him. I want to let him know how I feel, but the thought of rejection terrifies me. Stephen Shirley, what do you think? Can a man be close friends with a woman and not have any feelings for her? This is driving me crazy. I want him and only him. Should I tell him? Well, yeah, I think you should tell him. I really do. I don't think you have anything to lose. I think you have everything to gain. I think you should definitely take a risk. Plus, I think he likes you too, like you said in the letter, because he spends so much of his time and his money with you. Okay, those things are important. So he does that a lot with you. And that's what makes me think he likes you. Not just you, but he spends time with your family and you spend time with his family. I mean, 10 years, come on, that's a long time. I mean, there should be nothing that you can't share with this man, especially your feelings. After all, you've certainly been there for him. I mean, with his girlfriends and his son and all of that. I really hope that your friendship can and will withstand it if you guys do decide to take this to the love level, you know, but you got to tell him first. Somebody has to break the ice. Even if you try it and it fails, I hope that you guys can be friends and come through it. People always say that you should be friends first, and you guys are definitely that, and you've been friends for 10 years. That should mean something. Steve?
That's a good answer, Shirley. That's
it was
good
cute.
Answer.
It's cute. Come on.
There's so much you just got scared to leave out of this damn letter.
That's why we have you, darling.
You know, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. You know, now this woman right here is in a dilemma. 10 years. Mm. Flying into town, live 400 miles away. Pay for all your tickets to come see him. Y'all go on family vacations together.
Yeah.
Y'all sitting up here doing everything as a couple. Oh, you flying in, see each other several times a month. He paid for your flight, hotel room, meals, whenever you go to visit. Then he comes see you. Mm-hmm. Spend time with your mama. Makes plans for y'all go see movies, concerts, plays. All this right here. Okay, well, what the hell wrong then? Well, let's go and get to it. Something is wrong. Because he doing all this, and then you tell him how you been there for him, and he had other girlfriends. He tell you all about them, and he had a son a couple of years ago and you was there for him when it didn't work out between the mom and the baby. The boy's sleeping with somebody. It ain't you. Why has he not made a move on you? And why you want him so bad and he's so perfect for you, but he can't see that in you. It could be one of two things only with a man. Number one, he is afraid that if he makes a move to you, that it will destroy the friendship. And he's just hanging around because there's something stupid about him where he has not figured out that you have a physical and a mental, spiritual attraction to him. That's the first option. That's the one that you hope it is. Now, the second reason he ain't said nothing is because he ain't attracted to you. Now, this is going to be a deafening blow to your ego. So now what you got to do is, he's told you about all of his other girlfriends. Look them up on Facebook and get a picture of them. Now, if you ain't in the same arena as them girlfriends, you have your answer. He's not attracted to you. That's going to be hard. Now, chances are, I don't think that's the case. Because we don't spend money on.
No, we don't.
Right. Time and money.
We do not spend time with people we are not attracted to. We just dudes, man. And I'm sorry, but we are just dudes. So I'm hoping it's the first one, that he's afraid that he would lose your friendship before he's had the courage and the nerve to make the move. Because it's something about you that's so special that he don't want to say nothing. I let a girl get by with me for years like that. Her name was Michelle Pierce. All through high school, even through college. My God, man.
You didn't say anything.
Man, just wouldn't say.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Strawberry Letters subject today, closer than close, best friends, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to it. Part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Closer than close, best friends is the subject.
Yeah, here this woman been friends with this man for 10 years. They've done everything together. Vacations, flying 400 miles away. He take her to plays, concerts, go take her mama out. They do everything together. Even the family that joked about him, y'all ain't a couple. He done had a relationship with other women, tell you all about him. Y'all ain't never talked about this. I find this so difficult to believe. You mean y'all ain't said, I mean, put his ain't held your hand in the moving, nothing. Man, what's up? Y'all just friends. Men don't do this. But he had a baby with another girl a couple years ago. That obviously broke your heart. That didn't work out. Now you going, well, what about me? What about me? Well, what about you? Like I said, it's only two things could be stopping this. He is so afraid of losing your friendship that he's hanging on the outskirts thinking you don't really see him that way, and he's just hoping you come around one day. Men can do that. Because men don't spend money on women that we're not attracted to. We just don't do that. I don't.
That's funny, dude.
I know. It's just funny it's the way he says it.
It's so true, though. He's right about it.
I'm just telling you, in a crude way of putting it, I just want you to understand what it is. Now, the other thing is, he's not attracted to you. And that would be the most devastating reason. Because nothing you can do can make him attracted to you after 10 years. But I seriously doubt that that's the case. Because he keep flying to you.
Yes.
Man, you mean something to this dude. And I got news for you. He loves you. I have news for you. Ain't no dude doing nothing for no woman for 10 years. He don't love her.
You might be onto something, sir. I agree.
I got it. Mm-hmm. He loves you, and he wants to be in love with you, but he don't want to lose the love part, so he's scared of mentioning the in love part. It's time to walk past his ass naked.
Come
Come on, boy.
What? Drastic turn.
Just hell.
Come on, boy.
Friends.
Yeah. She's got to do something to break
friends.
The ice.
You sitting there, he watching TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Put some heels on and walk right in front of that damn TV and act like you doing something else.
While the game is on.
A cup of coffee in your hand, some eyeglasses, and like you read. And just walk your ass right across that TV, straight naked.
Butt ass.
Yes, we finna find out right after that. Because I would die. Now, if his comment is this right here, this one you got problem. Baby, you forgot to put your clothes on.
Oh,
and we
it's
got
over.
A problem.
Oh, you're blocking
it's
the
over.
TV.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
But if you walk past there and you go, and you don't hear nothing, but then you look back and he's staring at it.
Yeah.
Then you walk over there and sit your naked ass right next to him and act like y'all friends and keep watching that game and see how long that damn game's.
That game don't matter.
New now, game four tonight.
Steve, is there a difference between naked and butt-ass naked? So which
yeah,
should she be?
Naked. Yeah, naked. Naked is when you just take your clothes off.
There is.
But she need
butt-ass
be...
naked
there
is when you,
go. You
walk around in front of somebody for them to see you naked. See, there's two nakeds. You naked,
something.
You come out the showers.
Did you know that?
You butt-ass naked, you walk in there so they can see you.
With them heels on. Woo!
Yeah, not just naked, butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's two different things. And quit coming to bed barefoot all the time.
Yeah.
What? Some damn heels on and up the ante.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming in here barefooted. You know you look better with your up on your toes.
Lift that up. I'm with you, Steve. Yeah. Put that in the air.
Yeah. Hoist it.
Things look better in the air.
You ain't lying.
You'll find something out real quick.
So she's got to let him know. You agree with that for sure. She needs to do something. They need to break the ice.
Yeah.
They, you talk about 90-day rule. They done went 9 years.
Yeah. 10 years, yeah.
10 years.
And he spent a lot of time and money with her.
Investment. Mm. Okay.
He has never shown any interest in dating me.
Steve?
Who?
Oh.
Oh.
That's what she says in the letter. He has never shown any interest in dating me.
You don't. You
but
don't
it's
understand.
So obvious that he likes me.
Yes, he has.
If it's so obvious, dear, let's go. Let, here
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, then
look.
Take
look,
the risk.
Look, you got litmus tests. Mm-hmm. You got pregnancy tests. You got, they got cancer tests out there. You could take an HIV test. You could take a diabetes test. You got to take the butt-ass naked.
I like that. Write that down, Jake.
Write
that down, Jake.
Hold on, Steve. Write
butt
that
naked
down.
Test.
No, oh, not butt, butt naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Oh, that was
yeah,
profound. That,
you got to take the test. Yeah. It's a test. Everybody got tests for everything. It's so obvious. Well, we got a way to find out.
Butt-ass naked.
You know, you think you obviously pregnant, but we got a way to find out. You think you obviously sick? We got a way to find out.
You made me proud.
Yeah, man.
You ain't got to do that.
I'm tearing up.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
So one more time. One more time. It's the difference between
naked and butt.
Butt naked.
Tell him.
Naked.
Tell him,
naked is when you come out the shower. Mm-hmm. Naked is when you taking a bath. Mm-hmm. Naked is when you changing clothes finna get dressed again. You just naked. But when you walk out in front of somebody for them to see you,
come
naked,
on here.
That now becomes butt-ass.
That's what we're talking about this morning.
And let me give you a couple of suggestions, lady. The next time you naked and you really want to get a, put a necklace on.
What is that going to do?
That's all. Girl.
So heels to bed,
Whoa. Did you just ask me what that's going to do?
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
She come to bed naked with just a necklace on. Boy.
Jay, back up off the mic.
No.
That's what it do.
All right, listen.
The boy done said something, Shirley.
We gotta go. Thank you, Steve. We gotta go. Email us or Instagram.
Shirley, let's go over this again with your naked and butt ass naked.
We don't have time, Jay. We gotta go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts to my girl Shirley. Okay, thank you so very much. I appreciate you guys for joining me yesterday for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show. All right, and we'll be there again next Thursday. Thank you. Coming up in 10 minutes, Steve's health and wellness segment featuring your very own beautiful daughter, Brandy. It's a family affair. Brandy's up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back and continuing with my health and wellness segment. This week I have a very, very special guest. This one right here is very special. This is what turned me into a man. This one here grew me up faster than anything that's ever happened in my life. This is my firstborn child.
Yes.
Our special guest is a family member, and I mean for real.
Blood, for real.
This is my oldest child, firstborn. She reminds her sister of it all the time.
They're twins.
My daughter, Brandy, has always been about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. She started her fitness journey back when she was 19. When she was a little, I think I said something to him one time that threw him into something. I didn't know no better back then. I was a younger father. And I said they was fluffy. That did it right there. Yeah, that turned into something right there. And it threw her into the path of wellness and fitness. She's a fitness instructor.
Yeah.
She's competed in bodybuilding challenges. She now lives a plant-based lifestyle, has a health and fitness initiative called Beyond Her, and she's joining us today to tell about it. Please welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the reason I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, Brandy Harvey.
Brandy!
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 What's up? Good morning. That's the best intro I've ever gotten, Dad. You know?
Don't nobody bring nobody out like your daddy, girl. You better know this right here.
You're the host of all hosts. I mean, come on now. I just got the best intro in all of radio. Yo. But I'm so glad to be here this morning. And you set it up perfectly when you said that, you know, you started me on my fitness journey at 19. I came to visit you spring break from Hampton University, and you told Carly and I that we were fluffy. And I spent the whole spring break trying to figure out, what does fluffy mean? Do you think that means fat? Like, what does fluffy mean? And it finally clicked, like, oh, I probably need to, you know, lose some weight. And I don't want people to, like, call in or, like, put on the blog, Steve Harvey fat shamed his daughter, because you totally did not. I think what you did at 19, you really woke up the sleeping giant that was within me to get my health and wellness and make it a priority in my life. And I think that we all need somebody in our lives at some to push the giant, wake the giant within us to say, I hope you want better for yourself because I see better for you. And you saw better for me. And that led me on a path to being a fitness instructor, a group fitness trainer, you know, a personal trainer. I competed in NPC. And it really just sparked this fire in me to not only get myself on this path of health and wellness, but to make sure I taught other people how to do it too, because in my heart, I'm just a teacher. You know, I was a high school teacher at one point as well too. And so my whole life has been about how do I change my life, but how do I change other people's lives as well? And that's really how Beyond Her was born, out of all those different stages. And now living a plant-based lifestyle and understanding the whole mind, body, soul connection, that it wasn't just me working out. And it wasn't just me eating good food. It was about what I was putting in my mind, in my spirit, how I was taking care of my emotional and mental health as well.
Okay, so, Brandy, you got this website called beyondher.co.
Yes.
C-O, not .com, y'all. Do not do that. It's a new way they do it now. It's called beyondher.co. Oh, C-O. Yeah. You don't have to put the M on it. You'll ruin it. Okay. BeyondHer.co. This is a website so women can take the time to get to know themselves better and get the lives. Tell us about this, and you have an ebook also, but tell us about the site and the ebook.
Well, the site is really about, our motto is, you know, eat well, give a damn, move your body. And it's really, we put content out on the site that is how to eat, how to move and live and be well as a woman of color, that we provide content not just on fitness and health, but on self-care. And, you know, I have other contributors to the site as well. We are a content-based site. We're not a blog. You can't do comments on our site. We produce content of strong articles that you can use as references, as well as provide recipes. And my sister Carly, my twin sister Carly, provides all the plant-based recipes for the site. Her food is just beautifully done. And so that really sparked. I do a newsletter every Tuesday that comes out for my subscribers, and people can subscribe on the website as well. But that launched me into writing this ebook, which is a 4-week program on how to really go beyond. That it's about setting intentions for your life. It's about making room for God's abundance to come through. It's also about mastering your emotions, because we carry so much weight with us that isn't really about the physical weight. It's the emotional and mental weight that we're carrying around with us that makes us heavier and okay. laying down with all the drama okay. and trauma. Okay. And then really just do it. And so this 4-week program has recipes, has journal prompts, has a gratitude log. It also has a plant-based recipe guide and grocery guide. This is really a jump start. This is not a fad.
Okay, Brandon. It's a quick, okay, yeah. Listen to me. Let me ask you
That's
this
That's your
question.
Baby, Steve.
Yeah, nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm used to going, hey.
Yeah.
Why is it that you recommend a plant-based diet?
I recommend a plant-based diet because what goes in is what comes out, but we're living beings. I just choose to put living food into my living body.
Oh, plants are living food. Oh, you're not talking about like stuff that have lived like a cow or something.
No,
they
not,
dead.
Not living. No, I don't eat anything that had parents. I don't eat that.
Okay,
no, I don't.
Listen to this. This going to blow your mind.
So if I eat live.
Your daddy been doing plant-based. This is day 5.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm not.
Meat substitutes are good when you want to start this journey of not eating, you know, actual meat. But the more you get into this lifestyle of plant-based, you will understand that you really don't need those fake meat products because they're so processed. They really have to take these plants through such a process to get them to mimic that type of flavor and that type of food. But if you're eating whole foods, you don't need that. You won't miss it. But I think it's good when you're first starting out. You know, you want something that makes you feel like you're eating meat. But
all right, okay, Brandon.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more.
Coming up, part 2 of Steve's health and wellness segment with his daughter, fitness expert Brandy Harvey. That's coming up at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. Our special guest. Is Brandy Harvey, who happens to be my oldest child. She threw me in the manhood at an accelerated pace. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'm out here trying to buy diapers. I'm broke. Lord Jesus. Why? Why stay still, dude?
Steve, what's wrong with you?
You cannot embarrass your baby like that on national radio.
She's potty trained now. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we know.
I would hope so.
I was catching hell in it, man.
But the good news is that you stepped up. You did your thing. You're a good father.
I did the best I could.
Yeah, you're a good dad. But we got to ask you about this, Brandy. You're also doing coaching classes on BeyondHer.co. Your first group class. Let's talk about that.
I am. My first, my ebook, you can purchase the ebook on beyondher.co as well as my coaching classes. The group webinar classes begin June the 14th, and my master class, which is a very intimate course. That class is not going to be any more than 10 women. That's going to be a very intimate course. And once you get on the website, you'll see why. But it's an intimate look. But the ebook is for somebody who's really looking to get started. The group classes is for that next level intermediate. And then the master class is for somebody who's really ready to go beyond to the next level and transform their life.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the master class.
You what? What did you just say?
He meant to say he is the master class.
I said that, Shirley.
You definitely are the master class, Dad. You are the master class.
That's what
of
I said.
Life. Yes, you are.
I've been out here grinding. I've been trying to turn it. You understand?
You are. You definitely are. I've learned so much from you. I think your work ethic. I think everything about hard work and perseverance and determination is everything that you've given me. I think you've told me along the way, but taught me in your actions. Of how you really go out here and make a life of your own. And I think that this journey has taught me so much, but you have just been such a wonderful teacher and guide. You really are a master teacher. So I'm very appreciative of you in my life.
Love you.
I really am.
Oh, Brandy, that's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
With every fiber in me, I would die for you. Do you understand that?
I know.
I would die for you. I would give my life for you.
Wow. Thank God you don't have to.
Oh, but I would, though. In a heartbeat.
I know he would.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
that. You got to, you can't hurt her. You're going to have to take me out, partner.
Yeah.
Please understand. But big fella gonna be coming with all this meat in him and everything. I'm coming at you with a real. I'm coming at you with a carnivorous ass attitude.
Brandy, has he always been this crazy?
He has always been this crazy, but I think people don't understand how, as much as crazy as he is, he's such a softy. Oh, his heart is so big, it's so vast, and he really just wants to change people's lives. And I think that that's what I've really latched on to and learned from my dad, is that we've all been in the business of changing people's lives. And at every stage of it, it's really to impact people and to teach people a better way to live their lives. And that's what we all try to do each and every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about, because you can't, God blesses you to become a blessing. You cannot get a big house up on the hill and then don't try to tell nobody else how to get up on the hill. You're going to be up there by yourself, though.
Yeah,
and it ain't no fun. So listen, everybody, the website is beyondher.co. Beyondher.co. Now, you can go to Beyond.
And it's the same on Instagram. Same on Instagram. Beyondher.co on Instagram is our same website. Beyondher.co is Beyondher.co on Instagram as well.
Okay, so that's Instagram. Follow her at Beyondher.co on Instagram for more tips, videos, and inspirational messages. You can register for the group class. It's June 14th. Space is limited. Where is it at? In Atlanta?
Well, that's our group webinar class.
Oh, it's a webinar class.
Online, so you can be anywhere in the world and take this class on June 14th. Yeah.
So it's a webinar class. You could go and register. Space is limited. That's at beyondher.co.
Beyondher.co.
Hey, cuz, you don't never want a piece of catfish? Uh-uh. You don't just here now and then, just a piece of catfish? Salmon, nothing.
He's eating to live. He's living. He's eating to live now. We're very proud of him for that.
Now let me explain something to you. When I go to camp next week, that's out.
Yeah, barbecue.
Baby back.
I'm gonna throw my ass into something.
Brandy, I'm gonna bring you some good food down to camp. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make a mission to bring you some good food.
Hey, listen to me. Don't waste your trip down there.
It better have some meat in it, Brandy.
Do not waste your trip down there. Best thing you can do for me is bring me some gluten-free bread. Because I'm finna pack some carcinogenic-ass meat in it.
All right, once again, go to beyondher.co to register for the group class. It is June 14th, and space is limited. Brandy Harvey, you know we love you, girl.
Brandy, I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Make them feel you, girl. Make them feel you.
You should be very proud, Steve.
Yeah, she's doing it, man. So I want all my kids to do what she's doing. Get out on your own. Go
you
do
guys.
You.
Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Love you too, baby. Have a great day, Brandy.
Bye, Brandy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Shut up, Steve.
Please, y'all, register for this class. Help her, Jesus. Man, this gots to work.
That's so cool, Steve. That is. Supporting your children and their dreams. That is.
Well, you know, they're trying to do something positive.
Can't believe they down to .co now. We even got rid of the W's and the...
Damn. I'm so old. I'm still saying
this. You're talking about Worldwide Web.
I know. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Tiger Woods, guys. Tiger Woods is balling out of control. That's what we want to say about that. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tiger Woods, as we all know, has not won the U.S. Open in nearly a decade, but he's been playing well enough this year to give many of his fans some hope that he can pull it off when the tournament gets underway next week.
I really hope he wins.
Yeah, I do too.
Some of them ain't won an Open at all. That bothers me.
Right? Yeah. But this is Tiger, and you know.
And that's what they're coming to see, too. Mm-hmm. They're coming to see Tiger play. Man.
And it looks like he'll be able to relax in style between rounds in his $20 million, you heard me, $20 million, 155-foot yacht. Steve Harvey.
Look at a yacht.
Steve Harvey.
Boy. Go on, Tiger.
It's called Privacy. That he just docked in the Hamptons. What? The dock is just about an hour drive away from. Yeah, an hour drive from the golf course, so Tiger can kick back at his own place instead of messing around with the public.
I don't give a damn if I win
at a hotel
with a yacht waiting on me.
So, Steve, what does that look like? 155 foot yacht.
155.
20 million.
155
mm-hmm.
foot yacht.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a little more than 20 million.
Well, that's how much Tiger paid for it. It's called Privacy. It required.
Well, he didn't buy it new.
Oh, okay.
That's a bad yacht.
No, it's $1 million per meter to build a yacht.
Oh, okay.
If you're a 60-meter yacht, it's $60 million boat. That's the price.
Well,
to operate a yacht is 10% of the cost per year to operate. $60 million yacht, $6 million a year to operate the yacht if it doesn't move.
Uh-huh.
What?
What's the name of it again?
Privacy.
Why he ain't name it Waffle House?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Waffle House.
Wouldn't that have been better?
That's where he spent a lot of time.
Yeah. Privacy requires a crew of 9 to operate it. It sleeps 17. It costs $2 million a year, like you were saying, Steve, to run. It has a theater in it, a gym, an 8-person jacuzzi, a large bar, and it usually carries 3 Sea-Doos. What is that?
That's like a little
Sea-Doos, a little play things, like jet skis.
Okay.
Oh, like a water motor sport toy.
Well, a Sea-Doo is a jet ski.
Okay, like a jet ski.
You got a bad boat now.
The freaks I would have on that.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, Father God.
So back to old Tiger, you thinking?
What?
Back to old Tiger, yeah.
All Waffle House.
All Waffle House.
All in there. Scattered, smothered, and covered.
Waffle House, Huddle House, Pancake House.
What's the other one? Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have them in there, boy.
Yeah, packed. Mm. Cracker Barrel to the mezzanine deck, please.
Tiger will be leaving in about 1,100 hours. Waffle House.
Well, Steve, you guys were saying that if Tiger got back to his old ways, maybe he could win more games.
Look,
you guys did say that.
He don't need to get married right now. That ain't what he do. He got the kids. Got to get it out of his system because he never had it in his system. Gotta understand something. Tiger been playing golf his whole life. To get that good, the majority of his days were spent on a golf course.
Yeah, like the Williams sisters in tennis. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So now that he got older, and then his moral compass died, his father, he went out there and he started dabbling and experiencing what he had never experienced before. He started getting at him. He was very famous, very rich. He had never seen what it could do. He went out there and experienced it. Well, now he got married. He couldn't stay strong. He lost his moral compass. His father passed. So now he went out there. Now it's over, and now he back. Load that yacht up and do you, dog.
Hell, go get him.
Tyler. All right, coming up next, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Alice Marie Johnson walked out of an Alabama prison Wednesday night just hours after receiving word that Kim Kardashian West had convinced President Trump to commute her life sentence.
Can you tell us a little bit about this woman's sentence, what it was, Shirley?
It was for drug trafficking and possession, and she was part, she said, of a conspiracy.
And it was her first offense.
It was her first offense.
That's a lot of time for the first
time. That's a lot of time
for
her life.
That's why they're working to change a lot of these prison
laws. How long
laws.
Has she been in?
20 years.
She had been in for 20?
Yeah, she'd been in for 20.
She'd been in for 20.
Yeah.
Damn,
Jesus.
No, she got a life sentence. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
Did you
hear it
on the
radio? Yeah, it was for drug trafficking, money laundering, Steve.
She was on the radio the other day, Steve, talking about how things have changed, like the technology and television and, you know, the phones were even, you know, like cell phones weren't out when she went in.
She's been in for so long.
She's been in so long.
Yeah,
since
1996,
man. You know, so it was different.
You got to start over.
Yeah.
One of the reporters had asked her about Kim Kardashian and the president tweeting, and she didn't know what Twitter was, you know.
And he tweeted today about he's glad she was out and he hopes she has a great life and all of that.
Well,
and she
he did
really
something good.
Him.
He did something good.
He did. Absolutely.
You know, man, you got to give him that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. And Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kim. Yeah. That's the bomb diggity move, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, wow.
Well, yeah. It's a miracle.
And now he can work across the border and prison perform. That'd
be
good.
Yeah, that's what they're
doing that. That'd be great for
him.
That's
what they're all
really
doing.
Great, right?
Some members of the press were there, and Johnson expressed her thanks and gratitude to the president. And in a few days, she'll get to thank Kim in person when the two meet face-to-face. This is according to TMZ now. Kim is arranging a trip to visit Ms. Johnson and her family in the coming days. Johnson, to answer your question, Steve, was convicted in 1996 of drug trafficking and money laundering and was sentenced to life in prison. Kardashian says there are other people in prison that she hopes to free as well.
You know what? If she would have ordered a taco from Taco Tuesday when she went in, they'd probably read it by now.
You know what I'm saying? See?
I'm just saying, if she'd have ordered it 20 years ago.
And I don't even want to laugh at that, but that one's pretty good.
But
I really thought he was going to say something.
I always know he ain't going to say that.
But there's that always is never hope, a question. Steve. There's always
Wait a
hope.
Minute. I'm the president of Team Tommy. I want respect.
This Tuesday, she could have slid through and got that taco. It'd have been ready.
But can I just say this? Those tacos are so good. When you do get them, they are so good.
But did you ever get them and forgot what you ordered?
Yes, all the time, Steve. All right, just a reminder, speaking of Kim Kardashian West, this Sunday you'll get to see all the Kardashians and Kanye West family. They'll have some fun on the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud. It is hosted by our very own fearless leader, Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Take a listen, guys.
Top five answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 women, name a reason you think Steve Harvey's a good kisser.
Lips. I'm here to win, bro. I'm here to win.
You're here to win. are they that obvious?
All right, so there you go. Celebrity Family Feud this Sunday on ABC at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. All right, Steve, coming up, closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, Steve, last break of the day, last break of the week. It's been a great week, a quick week too, huh? As we get into your closing remarks, we talked about millionaires and how they live their lives and they surround themselves with positivity and positive people. And I think you definitely agreed with that in your life and how you live yours.
You know, it's hard to do for us as people sometimes because we suffer from guilt. But you've got to cultivate the garden. You've got to prune the tree. You've got to extract the bad energy around you. And sometimes this is family and friends. And I'm sorry, but that's the way it works. Just because they're your family member does not mean they're good for you. Just because this person is your so-called friend, these so-called friends are friends when the sun is shining. These so-called friends are sometimes good in certain situations. They're not good for you as a whole. You got to cultivate the garden. You've got to prune the tree. You've got to rid yourself of people who are not like-minded. And that's a big part of it. The like-mindedness helps you with surrounding yourself with the same attitude. Does that help, Shirley?
Absolutely, that helps. I mean, you know, there's an old saying, birds of a feather flock together, all of that, you know. Yeah, I mean, and this world, you need that because there's so much hate out there, you know. You don't want to deal with that.
And people don't understand, and we get stuck with our relatives sometimes, and we get stuck with our so-called friends because you're paying loyalty to the term of friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When actually the friendship is supposed to mean something. But how many times have you found that just your friends do not honor the code of friendship?
So now
you've got to recognize that loyalty has an expiration date.
Wow.
And oftentimes it's the people around you have stopped being loyal to you long before you ever considered not being loyal to them.
Yeah, and I just want my friend Steve to be as happy for me when good things happen as I am genuinely for them when good things happen in their life.
And if they're not, you need some new friends. And it's okay.
I just want
because I have friends in my life that were just for a season of time. Oh, man, we was cool back then when we was doing this, that, and that. But at this level right here, man, some of them I can't expose. Now, I still got some friends I grew up with, man, I can bring around me. Mm-hmm. We can go places. We can chop it up. Mm-hmm. But I got some friends, man, I had to let go. Them dudes wasn't ready for this here.
Yeah.
And you know what? You mentioned something earlier, Steve, about guilt. You know, a lot of times that holds us back because we feel guilty, you know.
By letting them go.
Yeah, by letting them go.
And guilty when we don't help them, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't help them all. But the other thing that Steve says a lot is that sometimes we take stuff off of our friends and families that we wouldn't normally take from a stranger, and we just let it go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And you just have to get in that mindset that it's time to go. It's time to go.
In the hood, there's a saying, you got to keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to keep it real. Mm-hmm. You, man, don't forget where you come from.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this right here. Hey, man, don't forget about us now. You know, now you think you all that. No. Listen to me. You're supposed to keep it moving.
But you know what, Uncle?
Supposed to keep it moving.
I'm guilty of making my friends and family problem my problem. You know?
Oh,
yeah, I think we all are.
We all do that. Everybody does that. We take on way too much. And it's not your responsibility. You are not responsible for another man who is responsible for his family.
Wow.
That's not your job, man. You are in charge of your family, your wife, and your kids. That's your number one priority. Everybody else is a distant third and fourth. A distant. And me helping you can't take away from my family and something they got to have. I can't deny my children access to great programming trying to help your child get out of jail. Now, hold up now. Whoa, partner. I can't help you make your house note if it's going to cause my house note to be delinquent. It doesn't make any sense.
Now, that's keeping it real, Steve.
That's real.
That is keeping it real.
It doesn't make any sense. But people use manipulation and guilt to hold you to a set of things that's only beneficial to them. And it's amazing how they change the narrative to get you to feel guilty about what the decision that you made. It's ridiculous, man. Stop allowing people to do that to you. If you're constantly finding yourself having to explain yourself to your friends, excuse them for something they said, always aiding them, you need some new friends. And it's okay to get some new friends. You just got to stop being their friend. Pull back. You ain't got to snatch your head out the lion's mouth. Sometimes you just got to ease it out. Slowly stop. Let a couple phone calls come through that you don't return. Just try it. The message starts getting in. Just don't answer a couple of texts. I got a better one for you. Change your number and then send it to just who you want to have.
Okay.
Man, I'm telling you.
That takes care of that.
Thank you. A lot of people.
We did the closing remarks that way today. We did the closing remarks and a question period. Kind of helps me get some thought starters. Maybe that'll help somebody. Pretty sure a lot of you out there dealing with some of these same things. So keep your head up. God loves you. Don't forget to talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. And y'all have a great weekend.
And watch Family Feud.
Celebrity Family
Feud. Yeah, watch Celebrity Family
Feud. Watch it.
Oh, that's right. This Sunday, Kim and Kanye West.
And go Cleveland.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
Steve Harvey in the morning.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.